Here's one last segment before I move into the call-in show. I have one message for you. Leave Twitter, join Anchor. Well, the reason that I'm saying this is not that Twitter doesn't have its uses, although I just don't really like using it. I'm just saying for the reason of, say, debate or conversation discussion, I think that Anchor works exponentially better, mainly due to one reason. You hear someone's voice. And this has kind of become my kind of rule now. Whenever I get in an argument or debate with anyone, I try to avoid doing it in text, and especially short form text, like text messages that are limited to only a certain number of words or Twitter. And I just think that it is impractical. Even if I say use a few hundred words to describe my situation, to move forward the argument or debate or discussion, even then the tone can be lost. And this is why I like audio or video when it comes to responding to people. And on top of that, it takes more work and thought to do audio or video messages, at least for me. So it gives me time to ponder, to think, what am I going to say? How do I move this discussion forward, not back, not devolve the discussion into a shouting match or into a trading of insults? And I think Anchor makes this much better. Again, there are improvements that I think could be made in the discussion system on Anchor. Maybe a little bit better, say, peer-to-peer kind of communication. But other than that, I think just using your voice for discussion or debate is way better than using a few hundred characters. And if you're one of those people that like to talk to people on Twitter and speak your mind, hey, come to Anchor. I'm here, and many other people are here that would love to hear your voice. I'm Chase Carrington, and those are my thoughts for the day. Now we move into the call show.